ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19, Text 14. Yata haihika amsmikha khamalampatha suteshu dhareshu dhaneshu chintayan sankheta vidvan kukhalevara अथ्याह तस्य यत्नः शमा एव केवलम्। यतैहिका मुंशिका कामलं फटा सुतेषु दारेषु धनेषु चिन्तया सङ्केतविद्वान् कुकुले वैरत्यया यस्तस्य यन्था शमयेव केवलम्। यतैहिका मुंष्मिका कामलम्फटा सुतेषु धारेषु धनेषु चिन्तया सङ्केतविद्वान् कुकलेवरत्याय यस्तस्य यन्ता शमयेव केवलम्। यथैका मुष्मिका कामलम् पटः सुतेषु धारेषु धनेषु चिन्तया सङ्केतविद्वान् कुकलेवरत्याय यस्तस्य यन्ता शमयेव केवलम्। यथैका मुंष्मिका कामलम् पथा सुतेषु दारेषु धनेषु चिन्तया सङ्केतविद्वान् कुकुलेवरत्याय यस्तस्य यत्ना समयेव केवलम्। यतैकमुष्मिका कामलम् पथा सुतेषु दारेषु धनेषु चिन्तया सङ्गीतविद्वान् कुकुलेरस्याय यस्तस्य यत्नाशमयेव केवलम्। यतैककामेष्मिका कामलम् पठा सुतेषु दारेषु धनेषु चिन्तया सङ्कीर्तविद्वान् कुकुलैव रक्षाय यस्तस्य यत्नाशमयेव केवलम्। माताजीस् यथा एस् ऐहिक इन् द प्रेजेण्ट् लैफ् औष्मिका इन् द एक्स्पेक्टेड् फ्यूचर् लैफ् कामलम्पटः ए पर्सन् हु इस् वेरि अटाच्ड् टु लस्टी डिज़ैर्स् फार् बाडिली एन्जाय्मेण्ट् सुतेषु चिल्ड्रन् धारेषु wife, taneshu, wealth, chintayan, thinking about, sankheta, is upright, vidvan, a person, advanced spiritual knowledge, kukhalevara, of this body, which is full of stool and urine, atyat, because of loss, yaha, anyone, tasya, his, yatna, endeavors, Shrama, a waste of time and energy, eva, certainly, kevalam, only. Translation purported by Srila Prabhupada. Materialists are generally very attached to their present bodily comforts. Under the bodily comforts they expect in the future. Therefore, they are always absorbed in the thoughts of their wives, children and wealth, and are afraid of giving up their bodies, which are full of stool and urine. If a person engaged in Krishna consciousness, above all, is also afraid of giving up his body, what is the use of his having labored to study the shastras? It is simply a waste of time. Purport. At the time of death, a materialist thinks of his wife and children. He is absorbed in thinking of how they will live and who will take care of them after he leaves. Consequently, he is never prepared to give up his body. Rather, he wants to continue to live in his body to serve his society, family, friends and so on. Therefore, by practicing the mystic yoga system, one must become detached from bodily relationships. If despite practicing bhakti yoga and studying all the Vedic literatures, one is afraid of giving up his bad body, which is the cause of all his suffering, what is the use of his attempts to advance in spiritual life? The secret of success in practicing yoga is to become free from bodily attachments. Srila Narottama Das Thakur says, Dehe Smriti Naha Yatra Samsara Bandhana Kahantara. One whose practice has freed him from the anxieties of bodily needs is no longer in conditional life. Such a person is freed from conditional bondage. A person in Krishna consciousness must fully discharge his devotional service duties without material attachment. Then his liberation is guaranteed.
నమావోం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామని నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యతాన్ని జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభునిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసది గౌరవభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ కృష్ణకృష్ణ హరి హరే హరే రామ 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 హరి హరే వాంఛాకల్పతరువస్య కృపాసింధుభ్యో చ ప్రతినాం పావనిభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. So I'm extremely happy to be here with all the wonderful devotees and to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam on this day. I especially thank and take the blessings of Brajahari Prabhu and all the senior Vaishnavas and all the Vaishnavas here to say a few words from Srimad Bhagavatam. Though I'm not qualified to sit on Vyasasana, it's not an easy job to sit on a Vyasasana, it's fire. Unqualified person sits on a Vyasasana and shows up, he's a very good lecturer, he wants to give bhakti to the whole world. No. The Vyasasana, when we sit, we've got to depend on Guru and Krishna. Oh my Lord, I'm not qualified. Because the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam explains, who is the person qualified to sit on Vyasasana? Because Srila Prabhupada has told, and Guru has told, you sit and give a class, that is our strength, we sit on the Vyasasana and give a class. Otherwise, it's a tough job. Because Vyasasana is like a fire. If you're not qualified, and sit on the Vyasasana, it will burn us. So with all the blessings of the devotees, I seek your permission to say a few words on Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the class, if something is instructive, please don't mistake me, it is for me. This instruction is for me, and I take your blessings. So this verse has been spoken by Narada Muni. Right, Narada Muni is such an exalted devotee, you know, not an ordinary personality. Is a guru for Prahalad, guru for Dhruva, guru for Haryashivas, sons of Daksha, guru for Shavalyashas, second batch of sons of Daksha. Unlimited personalities were his disciples. And Narada Muni always emphasizes giving pure devotion. Like the sons of Daksha, Haryashivas. Daksha told, okay, on the order of the Vishnu, I am telling you now, you go and perform some austerities. And then you come back and take to Grahastha Ashrama and start the procreation. This is the order of Lord Vishnu. The progeny has to be increased because Daksha is Prajapati, Daksha. And the order was given 10,000 sons of Daksha, Haryashavas, they went to the Narayana Sarasu. They were there performing wonderful austerities. What is the job? Again, come back and take Grahastha Ashrama. That shows very clearly, before taking Grahastha Ashrama, one has to perform austerities. One has to get trained in Brahmacharya. Then he'll be a very good Grahastha. He knows how to take care of the family lives. Today we know, including myself, all the Grahastha, we struggle so much. You know why? No proper training. The Guru's job is to train him nicely. Either he become a nice Brahmachari, or a nice Chika Brahmachari, or a Sannyasi, or a nice Grahastha. So the moment the Grahastha Ashrama is over, then he has the courage to get into the next ashrama, Vanaprastha, then Sannyasa. That training, the whole world lacks actually. That's the reason the Grahastha Ashrama is such a tough job. People really struggle to be in that ashrama, to take care of the family life. So, Daksha told, you perform the austerities. Oh, my dear sons, on the banks of the Sarasu, Narayana Sarasu, perform austerities and come back and I'll get you married. So these boys, Brahmacharis, they're performing this tapas so nicely, so wonderfully. Narada Muni comes there. He sees all these Brahmacharis. These wonderful Brahmacharis, they're practicing so nicely. Should they enter Grahastha Ashrama? Should they enter? Or they're fit to go back home, back to Godhead. So he comes there and tells only one story. It's a very famous story. He tells one story. After hearing the story, there's no question and answer session. All these boys, 10,000 boys, young boys, Brahmacharis, they circumambulate Narada Muni 3 times and they walk towards the north. Go back to Godhead. And Daksha is very furious. He's very angry. What is this? What kind of sannyasi is Narada Muni? Lord has told me that I should procreate. And this Narada is a big obstacle. So second set of sons he produces, Saulashyas. He tells them, go to Narayana Sarasu and perform. Be careful. Don't become like your brothers. Don't take, sannyas and go away. Be careful. And these boys, they go and they perform the tapas there on the banks of the Narayana Sarasu. Narada Muni comes there again. He says, now first time it was 10,000, now 1,000 boys. Ah, such nice Brahmacharis. I think I should liberate them. He comes and tells the same story. What he told the brothers, same story he repeats. And all these boys they hear. Again, there is no question answer session. They offer dandavas, circumambulation, and they go towards the north, liberated. Then Daksha becomes very angry. What is this Narada? What is wrong with him? So when he meets Narada face to face, he'll say, you are a sannyasi, You're wearing a saffron dress, but he doesn't know the purpose of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu has commanded me that I should procreate. And the Prajapati, I have to increase the progeny, I have to increase the population of this world, and you are a big obstacle. You spoiled my 10,000 sons first time. Second time, 1,000 sons you spoiled. What do you think? You look like a great devotee, but I tell you something, you are not a devotee. You don't know the purpose of this world. You don't know who is Lord Vishnu, but simply you chant his name. So you are a rascal. Use the word murkha. You are a murkha. So I curse you. I curse you that you will not have a home. You will never stay in one place. You should wander like a mendicant. The Narada smiles. And he takes that as a blessing. Very nice. No home. Okay, I can travel and preach. This is what Srila Prabhupada said. I take Narada Muni's curse. I cannot stay in one place. I got to travel and preach and make devotees. So here Narada Muni explains this samsara, this material world is very dangerous. Common people, those are not reading the scriptures, they are attached to family life. Andhakupam, Prahlad Maharaj says, Andhakupam, deep dark well. Family life is a deep dark well. If you fall into the world, you cry, but nobody, you will not get help. There is no help. But nobody tells this. Bhagavatam tells. No grihastha will tell this problem there, at home. Nobody will tell. They smile, put on a smile, everything is fine. Wife and children, everything is wonderful. But there is a problem because Bhagavatam says. And Prahlad says, Andhakupam, deep dark well. If you fall inside this well, you cry for help, but nobody is there for help. Like 6 boys went to Bangalore. In Bangalore, there's a bull temple. How many of you have seen this bull temple in Bangalore? In Basanagudi, there's a big bull temple. There's one devotee there. Huge bull. You know, people go there, worship this bull temple and come. Worship the bull, Nandi. So the 6 boys went and saw this bull, huge bull. One boy put the finger into the nose of the bull. And inside there was a scorpion. Tuck! It hit him. Wow! He pulled his hand back. Other 5 boys asked, what happened? What happened? He said, inside it's cold. Oh, it's cold inside? Other fellow put the finger inside. Tuck! He got a knock from the scorpion. Wow! What happened? It's cold inside. Other boy put the finger inside. Tuck! He got a knock from the scorpion. Pull back. What happened? It's cold inside. All the 6 boys, they put the finger inside and they got a knock cold inside. Nobody told the truth. Grihastha ashrama is like that. You'll get a knock, tuck, 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 but nobody tells. Nobody tells what's happening there. That's what Narada Muni is saying here. Narada Muni says, Suteshu, Dhareshu, Daneshu, Chintaya. Family, my wife, my children is worried only about that. And he thinks he's the maintainer and he's a controller and he's a well-wisher of his family. Narada Muni says, is not so. Supreme Lord is a controller. He's a caretaker. He is everything actually. This understanding happens when we take to Srimad Bhagavatam very seriously. Shishi Gaur Nithai ki jai, Radharas Bihari ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai, Shila Prabhupada ki jai. So, this is the case. You know, Narada Muni is saying, no, it's very dangerous. We should understand this material world is Pavarga. Bhagavatam explains it's a Pavarga. Pavarga is a set of 5 words. There's Tavarga, Pavarga, Kavarga, Savarga, it explains. This Pavarga Srila Prabhupada explains from Srimad Bhagavatam. 5 set of words. Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. That's life is that. Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. What is this? Pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. Pa, parishrama. So much hard work. Just to maintain this body, the family, one has to work so hard. Working, 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 working till the last minute. End of the day, he's not satisfied. He's not happy. He's not happy. And very sadly, he leaves his body. With so much of grievance, so much pain in the heart, he leaves the body. So much hard work. Parishrama. But Lord says, Lord Krishna says in the Gita, work hard for me. Ignata karma yatra lokam karma bandhanaha. Tadartam karma kaunteya mukta sangha samacharaha. Arjuna, one has to work for me. What are the sacrifices he performs? It should be offered to me, to Vishnu. Otherwise that work binds him into this material world, bondage. Bandhanaha. So devotees work hard. That this work is service to the Lord. This will liberate us. This service will give us happiness. So much pressure, tension, stress, but no problems, no hang-ups, no problems. So it is devotional service. End of the day, one will go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada, till the last minute, he worked so hard. Though Srila Prabhupada was a transcendental personality, but he took so much stress and strain. One day, Srila Prabhupada was sitting like this. A devotee walks in and asks Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how is that your whole sitting like this? Prabhupada says, headache. Prabhupada, headache for you? Yes, headache for me. Prabhupada, you are a transcendental person, isn't it? Headache for you? Yes, headache. And Prabhupada says, you don't know what it is like managing the whole world. You know, around the world, so many temples, so much of preaching, so many issues, so many things. You know, Srila Prabhupada, one old person, he took the entire load of the world on his head. Today we're sitting here discussing Bhagavatam, nice beautiful temples, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, giving lectures, everything by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Hearing lectures, studying books, book distribution, everything. One man show. One transcendental person. His purity, his love for the entire world. This is manifested around the world. More than 600 temples around the world. So, pa, parishrama. Working so hard. Pa. Pa. Next is pa. The next word, pavarga. Of next word is pa. Fena. With all the hard work, what is the results? Foam. Foam coming from the mouth. We see sometimes bulls and the horses, when they drag the carts, foam coming from the mouth after hard work. Like that the man works so hard, the living entity in this material world, conditions the souls, they work so hard. End of the day, foam coming out, tired. They're not satisfied. They're not satisfied. They're not happy. They're not happy. Samayeva hi kevalam. After all this work, everything is based off time. Dharma saunasita pumshan vishakshena katasuya na utpadi yadiranam samayevahi kevalam. Again, first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, same word is line is used, samayevahi kevalam. Hard work, what are the hard work you do? If that hard work or any message you get, if that message is not connected to vishakshena, Krishna, Vasudeva, then everything is useless, everything is waste of time. Everything is waste of time. So, pena, this material world, so much pain. So much foam coming out. Nobody is satisfied. Nobody is happy. Conflicts. If Krishna is not there in the center, always there will be conflicts. Life will be full of conflicts. Only Krishna is there, the conflicts will go away. Like Srila Prabhupada gives an example. When he threw a stone into the water, you see beautiful circular ripples coming out. Beautiful ripples. Again, you throw another stone aside. Again, this ripple, it will create ripples. This ripples and this ripples, they clash and they get disturbed. You throw another stone here, there, and you see the entire water, there's a lot of disturbance. You will not see the beautiful circles, you will not see the beautiful ripples. But if you throw the stone on the same point, again and again, the same point, then you see beautiful rings, ripples coming out in circular form, continuously. So Srila Prabhupada says, if you keep Krishna, if everybody keeps Krishna in the center of the life, then there's no conflicts, there's no problems. Family can be happy, society can be happy, the whole world can be happy. But everybody has their own interests. I got my own interest, you have your interest, they have their interests. Same in the family, same in the society. Then there'll be conflicts. Then there'll be a lot of uneasiness, pain. You know, this material world is full of pain. Fena, foam coming out. Pa, pa, bha, vyartha or vyartha. Waste. Everything is waste of time. Pa, pa, bha, vyartha. Everything is waste. If somebody is not connected to Krishna, it's waste. Life is waste. If somebody is not connected to Krishna consciousness, no use. As has been said, yes, shamayevahi kevalam. Nasri buddhira yuktasya, nachayuktasya bhavana, nachabhavanta shantir, ashantasya kudasukam. Arjuna, if somebody is not connected to me, they are denied of two things. Stable mind and transcendental intelligence. If they don't have the stable mind and the transcendental intelligence, they cannot have peace of mind. Without peace of mind, how anybody can be happy? Krishna says. So if somebody is connected to me in Krishna consciousness, nasti badura yuktasya, if somebody is connected to me, they are blessed with two things. Study mind and transcendental intelligence. When you have these two things, study mind and transcendental intelligence, then you'll have peace of mind. When he has peace of mind, he'll be happy in life. For study mind, Srila Prabhupada has given us Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Holy name, chanting the Lord's name. Transcendental intelligence, Srimad Bhagavatam. Amala Purana. You know, Amala Purana. Srimad Bhagavatam is with us. A devotee went to Maharaj. Who is that? She said, Maharaj, Mahavishnu Swami of Rajkot and Dwaraka. You know, sometime back he left his transcendental body. One of his disciples, a brahmachari. He went to his Guru Maharaj. He said, Guru Maharaj, I am distributing books, but I am getting disturbed. Why? I see so many Matajis, so many ladies. So seeing them, I get disturbed. What should I do? His Guru said, get married. Get married, Guru Maharaj. Actually, he was not interested in marriage. He said again, to make it a point, no, Guru Maharaj, I want to stay in Brahmachari Ashram, but when I go for the book distribution, these ladies, these Matajis, they disturb me a lot. I get disturbed. I don't know what to do. Get married. Same answer. Then again he wanted to tell Guru Maharaj he's not interested in marriage. Again he told, no, I'm getting disturbed. He wanted some other instruction from his Guru. Then Guru Maharaj said third time, he said, get married to Srimad Bhagavatam. Get married to Srimad Bhagavatam. No problems. No hassles in life. Get married to Srimad Bhagavatam. No conflicts. Everything is wonderful. So as Grihastha get married to Bhagavatam, second wife, no problem. You know, no problem. Get attached to this one, you know. Get attached to Srimad Bhagavatam. So, transcendental intelligence, Srimad Bhagavatam, study mind, chanting the Lord's name sincerely, and hearing Bhagavad Gita every day is enough. One will become very peaceful, one will become happy in course of time. But intensity should be there. Tivrena bhakti yogena. Bhakti yoga cannot be performed casually. Here say, just casually I perform bhakti yoga. It will not work. It will work. It will take a lot of time. Many janmas it may take. You know. But intensity, tivrena bhakti yogena, with the intensity when you work, then it will work. This bhakti will give us the results. Palayana parchiyat. One will experience that transcendental bliss. Bhagavatam has to be discussed every day. Srila Prabhupada arranged so beautifully for us. Every day it has to be discussed with all intensity, with all tivrata. Machitta matagata prana, bodhyanta prasparam. Katintascha mam nityam tushyanticha aramanticha. Arjuna, by discussing my katha, not once in a blue moon. Katintascha mam nityam. Constantly you should discuss my katha. Bodhyanta prasparam, discussing among the devotees. What happens? And results are two. Tushyanticha aramanticha. Tushyanticha, totally satisfied in life. Ramanticha, he experiences transcendental bliss. These two things are the reaction of Srimad Bhagavatam. Pa, ba, bha, vyartha. Next is bhaya. Pa, pa, bha, bha, bhaya. Fear. Fear is very constant in everybody's heart. The moment I have this body and bodily identification, fear is there. The person who is free from the bodily identification, for him he has no fear. That's what Narada Muni says here. How that can happen? By reading the scriptures. And Narada Muni says here, by reading the scriptures, if somebody is attached to the body and is scared of the death, then what is the difference between him and the other person who is not reading the scriptures? What is the difference? Common people, they are not reading the scriptures, they are under fear. We read the scriptures, we are under fear. Then what is the difference? It's been said here, you see. If a person engaged in Krishna consciousness, above her, is also afraid of giving up his body, what is the use of his having labor to study the shastras? It is simply a waste of time. So studying the scriptures means there should be an advancement. Shravanam. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, Shravanam, hear very carefully. Mananam, contemplate. Reflect on the points, what you have heard, what you have read, what you have studied. Contemplate. Shravanam, mananam, he says, nididhyasam, application. Not just we hear, we contemplate and keep quiet. No. Shravanam, mananam, nididhyasam, application. When these three things are going on nicely, the devotee is always enthusiastic. He is fired up in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada says, when the devotee is facing problem in Krishna consciousness, it's due to lack of hearing. No shravanam. Any problem we face in Krishna consciousness is lack of hearing. That means no shravanam. Either we are not hearing the holy name, nor not serious about the shastras. Then we get into this material paradigm, material realm, and get into material problems. You are a devotee. Have dressed up nicely, nice tilak, 25 years, nice shika, you know, nice dress, everything. Anybody sees devotee. But substance inside is the most important thing, not externals. What substance he has, how much realization he has in his heart, how much is attached to this process of Krishna consciousness, how much is desperate to get Krishna, how much is desperate to get Krishna service, how desperate he is to get Krishna prema. Devotees should always hanker for these three things. I want Krishna. I want Krishna service. I want Krishna prema. That's my goal of life. That's my mission. That's what Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do in our lives. That is Krishna consciousness. So otherwise the fear dominates always. Middle world means anxiety. Full of anxiety. That's why it's called Kunta. Kunta means full of anxiety. That world is called Vaikunta. The place there's no anxiety. No anxiety there. Here, full of anxiety. You know, I come from Tirupati. Stay in Tirupati. Go to Tirumala Hills, regularly. You know, there's one devotee during the Ramanuja times by name Anant Alwar. How many of you know Anant Alwar? How many of you heard his name? Anant Alwar. Very exalted devotee. Disciple of Ramanujacharya. He was in Srirangam practicing devotional service along with Ramanujacharya. According to Sri Vaishnavas, they say, is the expansion of Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya is a guru. And there's no equivalent disciple to reciprocate with the guru. There's nobody, no match to him. There should be one wonderful disciple like a guru, like a bona fide guru. So he expanded himself as Ananta Acharya, Ananta Alwar. Very, very exalted. Such an exalted devotee was. So in Srirangam, Ramanacharya one morning is addressing the disciples and he says, who would like to go to Tirumala and serve Lord Venkateshwara, Balaji? Because nobody is doing proper service there. Recently I was there, but no proper service. People are scared to be there. It's 800 years back. Whole hill was infested with tigers, bears and elephants. People are scared. Only just go worship and come off. So who can stay there and look after the Lord and take care of his service nicely? Mainly Pulangi Seva. Because Lord Balaji likes flowers. Lord Balaji is known for decoration. You know, Lord's dress. You know what's the cost of his dress? 17 crores, one dress. It's been said in Tamil, Ranganathan Nadai. Lord Ranganatha's walking is very amazing. Every evening he comes on the palak. On the palakini he comes. And every evening he walks in a different style. One day he walks like an elephant. Gajavahana. He comes on the elephant. One day he walks like a lion. Simhavahana. One day he comes in like a snake. The crowd, they move like the tundi. Like a snake. You know? Sarpavahana. Or Sheshavahana. And one day he comes in horse like this. The people jump and run. Ranganatha sitting on the top. He walks like the horse riding, you know. Ashwavahana. So Ranganathan Nadai. Who can walk like Lord Ranganatha? Who has the style to walk like Ranganatha? Or who can imitate Lord Ranganatha's walking style? Ranganathan Nadai. Varadarajan Kudai. In Varadaraja Swami in Kanchipuram, his umbrella is the world famous. You have seen the umbrella? And in Bharaji Brahmosams, you can see the umbrella. It comes from Varadaraja Swami, from Kanchipuram. You know, huge, big, dazzling umbrellas, silver color, beautifully cladded with different kinds of stones. Dazzling, two umbrellas they hold. Huge ones. Underneath, Lord Varadaraja comes, the Sri Devi and Bhudevi, for the evening procession. So Ranganathan Nadai, Varadarajan Kudai, Lord Varadaraja's umbrella. There is no match in the entire world, creation. And Balaji in Udai, Lord Balaji is dressing, amazing. One dress costs 17 crores. Diamond mukat, diamond abhayasta, diamond varadamudra, diamond necklace, diamond padukas. And beautiful silk sari, measuring 18 meters. You know, that's the kind of dressing Balaji does. Balaji in Udai. But many people think Balaji in Vada. It's not Vada. It's Udai. But even Vada also very special. You will not get a Vada of Balaji Vada anywhere in the world of that taste. You will not get anywhere. Even if they make them Balaji Vada downhill, Tirupati, you will not get the same taste. It should be the same water on Tirumala, you got to make that Vadas. It will taste like that. I hope you have seen. Balaji loved you have seen. Big ones. You have brought. After class, I'll give you some Balaji Prasadam. We are carrying some Balaji Prasadam. Right? After talking about Balaji, Prasadam should be given. And there is no effect. So, Balaji Vada is very big. Balaji Laddu is very big. You know? And Balaji Jilebi have seen? I don't think anybody has seen Jilebi. I think Brajahari Prabhu would have seen, I suppose. This big it is. You have seen this big Jilebi? Everything of Balaji is big in size. You know? So we were selling jamuns in our Radha Govinda temple. We were selling two small jamuns. You know, it was not moving nicely. So we clubbed it, made one big jamun, and it started flying. So anything in Tirumala and Tirupati should be big in size. And people will buy it. So Ranganathan Nadai, Balaji in Udai, Varadarajan Kodai. It's very amazing. So when you meditate on the Lord's pastimes, when you keep hearing the Krishna Katha, when you discuss Krishna Katha, then one is blessed with happiness and total satisfaction. Everybody is busy with the body, but we all know that body, we are not the bodies. We are the spirit soul. And food for the spirit soul is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna Katha. So Ananta Alwar was sent here to Tirumala. All was scared to go there. When Ramanacharya asked, who will go to Tirumala, all was scared to go to there. But Ananta Alwar stood up. He said, Guru Maharaj, I will go. Okay, you can go. So he went there. And he made a beautiful garden, a nice Pushkarani water body. and serving the Lord very nicely with beautiful garlands. Lord likes garlands very much. On Tirumala Hills, nobody is supposed to wear the flowers on the head, including ladies. It's been said very clearly, no garlands, no flowers. Everything belongs to Lord Venkateshwara Balaji. So, when Ananda Alvar, one day he was making garland. Then such a nice devotee he was, Lord personally was conversing with Ananda Alvar. He used to talk to him. He used to converse, you know. One day he was very busy making the garland. Then Balaji tells the Archaka, go and call Ananda Alvar. I want to talk to him, something very important. Archaka comes and tells Ananda Alvar, Lord wants you now, immediately. Ananda Alvar tells, no, tell Lord, I am very busy with the service. I am making garland. He comes and tells Balaji, it seems he is very busy with the service. Lord tells him, tell him, I am calling. He should come immediately. Okay, Archaka comes and tells, it seems Lord wants you immediately. Tell Lord, immediately is not possible. I have to finish the garland. He comes back and tells the Lord, immediately is not possible. He is busy making the garland. Tell him, I am calling him. He should come immediately. He goes and tells him, Lord wants immediately. Lord is angry. He says, no, it's not possible. Lord should understand. When the flowers are in the bud shape, I can needle it. It's easy. Once they bloom, I cannot make the garland. I cannot hold the flowers and needle it. It's not possible. Tell Lord, you should know all these things. Technicality of making garlands is not all that easy. Mataji's, they know how to make the garland. If we sit down, we cannot make the garlands. Isn't it a technique and patience to put and love for the Lord to make a beautiful garland? Like Gaurnita, Radharas Bihari, they're doing such nice, beautiful garlands. So he said, tell Lord, I'm very busy. I cannot waste time now. I got to needle it. It's all beautiful jasmine flowers. Once they bloom, it's not possible to hold and needle it. So he comes and tells the Lord, it seems you should understand the technicality of making the garlands. He seems once if it blooms, he cannot needle it. Lord, so he'll come afterwards. And Lord is really furious. He is very angry. So look at this small fellow. You know. So Ananta Alvar, he finishes the garland. He's holding the garland like this and comes to the sanctum sanctorium. He comes. And as he comes closer, Lord Balaji puts the screen and tells him, stay outside, don't come inside. Ananta Alvar says, Lord, why? Why, Lord? Don't come inside. I call you. You are a small fellow, conditional living entity, and you are not coming when I call you. When I call Brahma and Rudra, they shiver and come. And you, so many times I have been calling, you are not coming to me. Lord, you should understand, I am making garland for you, Lord. For you, Lord, I am making the service, Lord. Nothing doing. You are banished. You are banished from the hills. Ananta Alvar opens the curtain and walks in. I told you not to come inside. No, Lord, I want to talk to you. See, you are banished. From today, you cannot stay on this hill. No more service. Get down. Ananta Alvar says, sorry. What? I am telling you, get down from the hill. You are banished from Tirumala Hills. I am very sorry. I will not go. What do you mean I will not go? He says, I cannot go. What do you mean I cannot go? This hill belongs to me. He says, sorry. It doesn't belong to you. What do you mean it doesn't belong to me? See, when you came here, you know, you had an agreement with Varaha Swami. The hill actually Varaha Kshetra. Lord Varaha was there. Then he questioned you, why are you staying here? Then he said, I want to stay here and I'll pay the rent. You told him, isn't it? That time you never had money with you. But he told Varaha Swami, in future my devotees will come, I'll give the donation, their donations to you. There's the agreement between you and Varaha. So you are a tenant. Then Varaha, they told you, stay here. And with his permission you are staying here, that means you are a tenant. Even I am a tenant. One tenant cannot tell the other tenant to get out. I am very sorry. You know. Then Lord, the things. See, if you want to me to get down, you do one thing. Lord, you call Ramanacharya. You talk to him. Ramanacharya. Because my guru sent me here, not you. You never called me. My Guru Maharaj, Ramanacharya sent me here, so I am doing service here for you. If you want me to get down from here, you talk to Ramanacharya. Then if he tells me get out, I'll come down. Oh, it's okay, I understand. Balaji says, okay. So I'm just testing your friends, you know. We are friends. It's okay. So this kind of relationship Lord had. Once Ananda was bitten by a snake. But he never bothered. Busy with the service. And people are scared to tell him that you have been bitten by a snake. Black cobra. You know. But he's not bothered. He's busy with the service. Then all the devotees are discussing. Alvar has been bitten by a snake. Everybody is discussing what will happen. Few minutes, he may die. And the news comes to the Lord. Lord Balaji Venkateshwara. He gets the news. So he finishes the garland. With the garland, he comes to the Lord. And Lord says, Lord says, Ananta Alvar, what is this? I heard you have been bitten by a snake. Yes, my Lord. I know that. But how come you are not taking care? You should go to the doctor immediately. Kaviraja. See that some mantras are chanted. Some medicine should be taken, some herbs. No, Lord, I am very busy with the service. Ananta Alvar, you should understand, you are very important to me. You are very dear to me. I need your service. I need your association. You cannot get away like this. Lord, snake has bitten, Lord. Which snake? Two snakes are bitten. One snake bitten and is gone. One snake is inside in the heart, always biting me. No, Lord, not one snake. Six snakes. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsarya. The six snakes are always biting inside. You are referring to that snake or the snake outside which bit me and went away. Only by your mercy, by doing service to you, my Lord, I can finish the six snakes in my heart. So Lord, if I die, what is there? I will go to the spiritual world and I will be with you again, serving you. If I leave here, if the poison is not effective, I stay here and still I serve you. So if the biter is stronger than the bitten, then I will be in the banks of the Viraja River in Vaikuntha and serve you. If the bitten is stronger than the biter, my Lord, still I stay here on the banks of the Pushkarani and still I serve you. This way or that way, I will be doing service to you, my Lord. The Lord becomes very happy and he embraces. So the fear is not there. Pa, 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 ba, ba. Ba, pa, parishama. Pa, pena, foaming. Bha, vyartha, waste of time. Bha, bhaya, fear. Always the fear dominates. Bodily attachment, fear, death is there. Ma, mrityu. See, Ananta Alvar was not worried about mrityu also. Simply engaged in the service. So, Yashala Prabhupada, very beautifully says here. So, devotees should be very serious. They should come out from the bodily attachment. It's not easy. We have been hearing from Srila Prabhupada lectures, from his books, you are not this body. But still, we have the understanding. We are heard intellectually. By heart, we got to hear. We got to hear Srila Prabhupada and senior Vaishnavas from the heart. Intellectual understanding, it will be here, in the mind. Memory. I can memorize all the verses. I can talk beautiful philosophy. But what is the realization? Once it matter goes to the heart, then the realization takes place. That's why Shravana, constant hearing, Smarana, after hearing contemplation, heavy contemplation should be there. Devotees should sit together. Some forum should be created to sit and discuss. Shravana, Smarana, Nididhyasam, application. When the Smarana is very good, application is there. Then always there is enthusiasm in devotional service. This is the formula given by Vishnatha Chakravarti Thakur. Shravana, Smarana, Nididhyasam. When the Shravana becomes poor, there is no manana, there is no contemplation. Then material contemplation comes. On the material world we contemplate. Then the fear increases. More Shravana, with contemplation on Krishna and his devotees, fear will go away. Shravana, manana, Nididhyasam. When manana is good, application. Practice. Application is there. When the Shravana is very poor, then what happens? So the graph goes like this. Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasam. Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasam. Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasam. Goloka Vrindavana Vaikuntha Dham. This is a curve of enthusiasm given by Vishnatha Chakravarti Thakur. But at times, when the Shravana becomes poor, it will not grow. It stops. It will not come down. It stops. Stagnation. In the devotional life, devotees go through the stagnation period, all of us, especially my case. Keep on going, one time stagnation, it stops. Will not fall down. It goes like this. There's no increase, goes like this. The curve is not going higher. One level, it goes like this. Stagnation. Stagnation, water is flowing. When the water stagnates, what happens? It catches fungus. It starts smelling. Vasana. Vasanas are there. Smell this, it's not smelling. Like that, in a devotee's life, the stagnation comes, old vasanas, they come up. Old habits, which is submerged inside, hiding, they all come out. they all come out. Bad habits or envy, whatever it is, anarthas, they all come out. So one should be very careful. We should not give a chance to stagnate our spiritual life. Stagnation is there. What happens? Old vasanas, they come. Then it goes on like that for some time. Because of the vasanas, there will be a curve coming down. Devotee consciousness. Outward you cannot see. Is the conscious. Everything is consciousness, not external. You know, it comes down, comes down. So one should constantly hear Bhagavatam, constantly hear the holy name, constantly hear from the devotees, Shabda. You know, this is very important. Then if you take care of that one, always the graph is always going higher and higher and higher. So these three things, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasam. And it's not all that easy to achieve that. So Baladeva Vidyabhushan says, he has the fourth one, Prarthana. To make these three things very good, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasam, application, to make it work very nicely, Prarthana. Pray to the Lord, pray to Radharas Bihari. Oh my Lord, how is Srila Prabhupada prayed here? My dear sir, please have some patience. In the future, we'll build you a beautiful temple, marble temple. We'll build you a beautiful altar. This beautiful asanas, silver decked. You know, please stay here. Such a beautiful praise to Radharas Bihari. In Leelamrita, if you read, tears will flow from the eyes. Srila Prabhupada, love for Radharas Bihari. So much attached, so much love for the Lord. So like that, prarthana, prayers. Then this shamanam, mananam, nididhyasam will take place. So, papa, baba, ma. So, pavarga, this is called pavarga. Opposite word of this pavarga is apavarga. So, we are in the process of apavarga. You want to break this pavarga. Paradigm shift. Change it from pavarga to apavarga. Get away from all this papa, baba, ba business. Otherwise, you have to die again, papa, baba, ma. Die again, papa, baba, ma. Our life is just only papa, baba, ma. Parishrama, fena, vyartha, bhaya, mrityu. Parishrama, fena, vyartha, bhaya, mrityu. So here it's been said. So by reading the scriptures, one should come out from the bodily platform. One should come out from the bodily platform. So Srila Prabhupada, once he was giving a class on 12 Mahajanas, class was very ecstatic. After the class, one devotee got up. And he said, Prabhupada, thank you very much for this class on 12 Mahajanas. You are the 13th Mahajana, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, you are the 14th Mahajana. You know? 14th Mahajana. Prabhupada wanted everybody to be Mahajanas. Those who follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu principles, he is a Mahajana. This has been stated by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If somebody is following sincerely the rules given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially Trunadepi Sunichena, Tarorapi Saishnana, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Somebody follows these principles, these four principles, and chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is chant, that's enough. One will fall into the line of this Mahajana. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, not 12 Mahajanas only. Anybody in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following the principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is a Mahajana. And here, I'm just reading this book. And Srila Prabhupada, with so much love, he says here, in the beginning of the chapter, the summary, I read, Prabhupada says, in the summary of this chapter, in the land known as Bharatavarsha, even if one is a Sarva Kama Bhakta, he's a devotee with all the desires, even if one is a Sarva Kama Bhakta, a devotee seeking fulfillment of some material desires, is free from all material desires by his association with the devotees. And ultimately he becomes a pure devotee and returns home back to Godhead without difficulty. I'll read once again. In the land known as Bharatavarsha, even if one is Sarvakama Bhakta, a devotee seeking fulfillment of some material desire, is freed from all material desires by his association with the devotees. And ultimately, he becomes a pure devotee and returns home back to Godhead without difficulty. What I hope. Just he says, be with the devotees. Devotees are our fencing. Always be with the devotees, there's no chance to commit mistakes. If you commit mistakes, they'll tell Prabhu, hold on, this is not good for you. Somebody is there to guide us. Kancha, there's the fencing actually, beautiful fencing. So he says, be with the devotees and Continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama Hare, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, eating Krishna Prasadam, to go back to Godhead. So, this is the chapter, the island of Jambudvipa, very beautiful it is actually. Very nicely it's been told by Srila Prabhupada. The entire chapter is great. So, with your blessings and permissions, I stop here. So, if anybody has any comments or any questions, yes. Yes, Prabhu? Yeah, Mike.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yeah.
आज सुबह की भागवत क्लास का धन्यवाद आप हिंदी शब्द लेंगे
I don't know हिंदी somebody will translate you can tell one of our devotees will translate
जैसे आपने बताया पैफ है वैफ है तो ऐसी भागवतम का शब्द है बास स्टैंड फॉर भक्ति गास स्टैंड फॉर ज्ञान और वैफ फॉर वैराग्य पैदा हो जाएगा अब वैराग्य पैदा हो जाएगा तो त्याग हो जाएगा आपसे और त्याग हो जाएगा तो वो मृत्यु है बहुत सब में कन्वर्ट हो जाएगी भागवतम
हरि बोल यू कैन ट्रांसलेट
bha says when the person does bhakti so then he will get jnana ga and then he'll get vairagya va and out of vairagya he'll get tyaga ta and then mrityu will become very easy
hari bol wonderful in telugu bhagavatam I am from andhra telugu bhagavatam means you will become okay bhagavatam in telugu meaning is you will become okay by reading bhagavatam we all will become okay okay any other question or comments He's asking what is the story of Narada Muni told the Hari Shivas and Shavalashyas. That's a very big story. We can refer to the Daksha chapter and read it. It's a very big story. It tells, you know, there's in a hole, from the hole, a person walks in, Bila, you know, and when he walks in, there's a river, the river flows on both the sides, it moves like this, and there's one wheel, is there, chakra, is rotating, you know. For each item, there's a beautiful description, you know, this chakra is like a samsara, you know, the bila is the spiritual world falling from there, you know, the Vedas, you know, in the, it's going both sides, it goes, you know, beautifully, it tells the story. That's it. Somebody else says, yeah, Prabhu. Don't forget the Balaji Prasadam, Brajahari Prabhu will give to everybody. Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu, for inspiring class. In Pavarga, Ba refers to Byartha or Bandhan, Prabhuji.
Huh?
Pa, Pha, Ba, Bha, Ma. So Ba refers to Byartha. Or Bandhan. Sometimes I have heard Bandhan.
Yeah, but so, in the Prabhupada, on this verse, he has given many classes. You know, he uses both, actually. You know, Byartha. You understand? And Bandhan also is there. Bhaya is there. It is mentioned. You know, they're all connected actually. Vyartha, Bandhana. Bandhana means Vyartha only. Okay? Yes, Prabhu. Revati Raman Prabhu.
Thank you. Very nice class. Prabhu, ask me, what is the meaning of seven hills in Tirumala?
What is the meaning of seven hills? See, each yuga had different names. Each hill has a name. Venkatadri, Sheshadri, Garudadri, Vishabadri, Anjanadri, Narayanadri, Vedadri, Neeladri. You know? Each hill has a pastime. Venkatadri is a big pastime. Venkatadri, Ven means since. Kata means to remove. Adri means mountain. Venkatadri, the mountain which can remove all the sins by chanting Govinda! 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 By chanting Govinda's name, this Venkatadri can remove all the sins. There's a beautiful pastime. How the Shesha fell from the spiritual world here, Sheshadri. There's a conflict between Vayu and Shesha. And Hanuman was born on Tirumala Hills. Hanuman's mother is Anjana Devi. So, is an Anjanadri. You understand? There was a big demon, a devotee demon by the name Vishabha. It got the name as Vishabhadri. Once Lord got hurt on the head, and immediately Neela, expansion of Lakshmi Devi, immediately she removed her hair, little bit cut, and decorated the Lord here. So Neeladri. So Lord said, don't worry, you gave me little hair, in the future I'll give you tons of hairs. That's why everybody goes and shaves the head. Is there not? They give it to Neela Devi. Neela Devi, all this hair. You know, every day I think 20 tons or something comes. It's a big business. Multi-million dollar business it is. Okay, so Neela, so everything is got a pastime. Okay? Sometime we'll discuss. So thank you very much. Say anything instructive or any harshness from my side, please forgive me. I'm just struggling devotee. Please give your blessings. Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shishi Radharas Bihari ki, Shila Prabhupada ki, Thay Gaur Premanandhi Hari Hari Bol.